Welcome to the Finding Grace in the Wilderness podcast. I'm your host, Sharon Hawkins. Here each week, we will share stories about how God's grace can be found during life's most difficult circumstances. Meet with me around the table as we chat about God's never-ending faithfulness. We will share truth and life and discuss faith, fears, struggles, and victories. Join us as we seek to grow deeper in relationship with Jesus, the one who makes a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. Hello, I'm so glad that you're joining us today. July 4th just passed, and I hope you had a safe and happy holiday with your family. Welcome back, and thank you for listening to another episode. Since we're just getting started, I wanted to share a little bit about the structure as we move forward. I think it's important that the audience gets to know the host, so we're going to take July for that. Last week, I shared the 10,000-foot view of my story, where God's grace had met me over and over. If you'd like to hear it, go back and check out Episode 1, A New Thing. Today, we're going to start the descent below 10,000 feet into the trenches. Today, we'll discuss Bradley, our youngest son. Next week, I'll be sharing about my breast cancer journey. Then the next week, we'll discuss deep betrayal by a best friend and what I learned about forgiveness. Finally, the last week of this month, I will be interviewing my husband. We'll discuss marriage issues through hard times, wilderness times. From there, we will vary it up a bit. At times, there will be Bible teaching featuring the women of the Bible who have gone through wilderness times to find that God saved them. Miraculous stories that still inspire us today as women of God. We will probably take time out to discuss the spiritual disciplines like prayer and Bible study and worship and arming ourselves with the armor of God. Without these things, difficult times are made even harder. Once a month, we will have a special guest to discuss how grace is the only thing that got them through their wilderness. This entire podcast has a goal of proving grace through real life experiences. God is real. God is dependable. He is full of mercy and love. Hebrews 10:23 says, "Let us hold unswervingly to the hope we profess, for he who promised is faithful." This podcast is all about glorifying the grace of God, and it's about Him and no one else. We have only recently turned the calendar to July, and with it comes an all too familiar sense of sadness for me. July is the birth month of our son Bradley. On July 17th, he would have been 24 years old. Instead, on November 10th, 2021, at the age of 21 years old, he met Jesus face to face. Oh, how we miss him. Bradley had the most amazing story of victory. There just simply were no words to explain the special person that he was. He could rattle the windows of a room with his laughter. He had a permanent blue mark on the side of his leg from where I pinched it when he was a little boy because of that laugh. He would laugh in church at the most inappropriate times. Oh, what I wouldn't give to hear it just one more time. He had the biggest smile, the most beautiful heart when he would let you see it. He was my baby. I loved his big bear hugs that just covered me. I loved him so deeply, and that love didn't stop just because he's no longer here with me in person. My heart is shattered in a million pieces, knowing I now have to learn to try to live in a world where there is no Bradley. It's been 2 years and 8 months. It's still hard. I've never known a mom who's lost a child that didn't die with a broken heart. Grieving is hard. You do what you have to do to get through. There have been many tears and many sad days since losing Bradley, and I've found that you have to take it one day at a time, sometimes 1 minute at a time. It's such a comfort to know that I can crawl up into my father's lap, and he's always there for me. God is always faithful. Bradley was wild at heart, and he had a calling to adventure. He felt closest to God in nature. Right before he passed, he hiked 68 miles on the Appalachian Trail to spend time alone with God. I'm sure that God was preparing him for what was ahead. He hiked and canoed hundreds of miles, some alone, some with Fair Play Boys Camp, some with Boy Scouts. He was an Eagle Scout, and he achieved that honor start to finish in 3 years. He had just returned to scouting as an assistant scoutmaster to help other boys, and he worked at Camp Old Indian for a couple of summers and impacted many boys' lives through those years. I had the pleasure of taking many day hikes with him, and we would sing and share and laugh and cry and pray and talk endlessly on our trips. I praise God for those hikes. Those are some of the sweetest memories of him that I will now carry for the rest of my life. They have helped me through some of my darkest days. Bradley was formed in my heart and not in my tummy. He was, in every sense of the word, our son. My husband and I wanted a second child, and after our older son, Taylor, was born, we tried to have another child for 4 years, and we couldn't. I longed for another child, and I begged God to answer my prayer or take that desire away. He answered that prayer and led us to international adoption, and we began the process in the year 2000. Meanwhile, on the other side of the world in Kharkov, Ukraine, a 5-pound baby boy was born at 30 weeks to a 20-year-old unmarried woman. And even though she abandoned Bradley at the hospital, I will forever be grateful that she didn't abort him. Even then, Bradley was not alone. God was with him. Psalm 139:16 says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." God had a special plan for Bradley's life. Bradley went to an orphanage when he was 4 months old. It was understaffed and very poor. The babies could not be properly held, loved, and cared for because of understaffing. And when the wind blew, it blew right through the doors. I'm sure the devil thought, "Oh, I have this boy. No problem. No one wants him. He's a throwaway. He'll be mine in hell for sure, for sure." But God said, "Oh, no, he won't." The devil underestimated how much God wanted my boy and loved him. And the Lord also knew how much we wanted him, too. So he answered our prayers and brought us together. In October of 2001, Scott and I and our 6-year-old son Taylor met this precious little 15-month-old boy face to face. God had answered our prayers, specifically Taylor's prayer for a baby brother. He moved heaven and earth to bring us together in that little room in the Kharkov orphanage and into our family forever. I will never forget the nurse walking in holding him. He reached out his little hand toward us as if to claim his new family, and he reached straight into my heart and stole it forever from that moment on. With tears in his eyes, my husband turned to me and said, "We want him, don't we?" And I said, oh yes we do." From that moment on, he was ours. It has been a bumpy, wild ride. Wonderful at times, heart-wrenching at others. It was right after 9/11 when we traveled, and we were on the brink of war in the Middle East, not far away. God carried us through adopting our precious little Bradley and brought us home on November 1st. They told us that when the plane landed, Bradley would be a U.S. citizen. And as we landed in Memphis, I thought the wheels were going to fall off the plane. They bounced so much. That was just the start of the bumps. Bradley had trouble adjusting when we got home. He would reject our love. I would beg him to eat in his high chair and he wouldn't. And when I would get him down soon after, I would find him on the floor looking for crumbs. He was hungry. He just didn't want to take it from us. He just couldn't trust. Our baby boy was broken and he was unable to love us or accept our love. He had cried so much for love and food that never came in the orphanage. I'm sure the devil thought he had won and doomed this boy to a loveless life. No, Satan, you're wrong again. But God. Time went on and Bradley grew and grew. We poured love on him like Niagara Falls, praying that just a few drops could sink in. He fought to reject it. He was impulsive and he lacked conscience, and our lives at home were filled with chaos from a spiritual battle that raged over him and continued until the day that he died. We fought this battle on our knees. He was in church from the first week home from Ukraine. He came to know about the Lord, and at some point, praise God, I know that he personally came to know him as his Lord and Savior. One Saturday morning when Bradley was 7 years old, he came flying out of the door of the basement where he was watching Left Behind. He came across the yard yelling, "I don't want to get left behind, Mom. I remember sitting down with him right there in the dirt where I was planting flowers to explain to him how to ask Jesus into his heart. And so I shared that plan with him, and he said that he accepted Christ. There weren't a lot of changes. The behaviors continued, and he had many struggles. When he was 13, he, along with our family, decided that it was best that he go away to a wilderness camp called Fair Play Camp School for Boys. It's a wonderful camp in Westminster, South Carolina, where young men can live in community with other young men out in the woods. He was there for a couple of years, and right before he came home at age 15, he told me that he accepted Christ as he sat on the riverbank with one of his chiefs there. After Bradley came home, we had a honeymoon period where things were better, but then he returned to the previous behaviors. When he was leaning into the Lord, he had the most wonderful, caring heart and would do anything for you. He was always looking for someone else to serve, like a widow to cut her grass. He had the most beautiful, precious heart. Then the devil would get him alone in the darkness and whisper lies to Bradley. You're not enough. You'll never reach your goals. You can't do this. You're no good. No one really loves you. When Bradley would listen, he would start a cycle of lying and manipulation that pushed those who loved him most away. The devil tortured my son for his whole life, and he pursued that baby from the orphanage. He never wanted to let him go. Before Bradley turned 18, his dad had a talk with him and told him that he was going to have to stop his behaviors of lying and stealing and aggression, or he wasn't going to be able to live in our home. Bradley couldn't help himself. The behaviors continued. So when he was 18, God blessed Bradley and made a way for him to go and live at Wild Orchard, North Paris Sanctuary, in Traveler's Rest with some amazing men who loved him so much and sowed into his life. I've had many long talks with Bradley about his salvation. He knew the Lord, and people closest to him knew how very much he loved the Lord. I have his journal now, and on a page from around July of 2021 is the most priceless of gifts to me now that he is gone. It said, Dear Lord, thank you for all you do for me, for propelling me forward. Let me walk with patience. Lord, continue to let me handle responsibility. Lead and guide me in the challenge of blessing. Then in bold writing, Bradley wrote, I am yours. His journal represents so well his struggles. I knew that he had wrote that because he hated cursive and it was so messy. That was my Bradley. He so wanted God and all he had for him, but the devil tortured him, and when Bradley would listen to the lies, he would rebel and hurt himself and others in the process. The devil tried to stop him constantly from fulfilling what God had for him. His journal is filled with prayers to God, prayers for his family, prayers for his friends, prayers for himself to be who God wanted him to be. His prayer repeatedly in his journal was Psalm 51:10-12. It was also underlined in his Bible. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. He went out and back from surrender to rebellion. I've never seen anyone more pursued by the devil. Never letting up. I would plead with Bradley, trust the Lord, honey, surrender. You are no match for the devil. The battle is the Lord's. He would lean into the Lord and start doing well. Behind Bradley's beautiful smile, infectious laugh, and love for life was a young man yearning for peace who suffered greatly. Praise God, he has found that peace today in glory, and his battles are over. And he is experiencing the precious victory that Jesus won for him when he died on the cross. God works all things together for the good of those who love him and are called according to his purpose. I thank God for my precious son. He had such a huge role in growing me in the Lord, making me a better person, more of a prayer warrior, and more compassionate for hurting people. I'll spend the rest of my life telling what Jesus did for Bradley and for me through Bradley. What the devil meant for evil, God used for good in so many ways in his life. On November 10th, 2021, it was a beautiful fall day. Bradley came by the house. He and his girlfriend were off work from Tractor Supply, and he was headed to Easley to Joe's to have a chili cheeseburger with everything, and I'm sure he didn't forget the mint ice cream. They crossed the road and went to Uncle Sam's antique store and spent a little time. Then they got their skateboards. When they got to the top of the Doodle Trail in Easley, they both hopped on their boards. His girlfriend's board started to wobble, so she jumped off. But Bradley took that hill. When he got to the bottom, there was a bump in the road. His skateboard broke, and he fell and hit the back of his head, and he died on the way to the hospital from cardiac arrest. I know what really happened is he skidded straight into heaven sideways, and if I know my boy, he yelled, "Wow, what a ride." My 230-pound Eagle Scout was gone. Life is so fragile. I miss him so much. That morning, he was waking up to the most beautiful day off and enjoying doing what he loved the most. His best day was my worst day. And that night, his body was headed to Columbia to harvest his organs, to donate to others, to give them life. Life is a vapor. Could that be you? We're not promised tomorrow. And all of Bradley's story really boils down to one simple truth. He made a simple decision to accept Christ, and it changed everything. And now he's a brother to Christ, and he lives in heaven, and he waits for me. And I can't wait to see him one day there. I beg you, don't wait if you haven't made that one simple decision that changed everything for Bradley. Maybe you feel unwanted. God wants the unwanted. Don't listen to the lies of the devil telling you that you're no good. You're fearfully and wonderfully made and supremely loved by the God of the universe. And if you were the only one, he would have sent his son Jesus to die just for you. He will chase you to the ends of the earth to make you his child, just like he chased Bradley all the way to Ukraine and back. Is it time you quit running? All it takes is that one simple decision to admit that you are a sinner and that you need a Savior. To accept that Christ is the Son of God, and that he came to die for you, and that he was resurrected and lives forever. Then commit to give your life to serve him. I'm going to see my boy again one fine day. Every mom I know who's lost a child has a verse or two. Here are mine. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. Therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, yet inwardly we are being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. Since what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. I thank God for eternity, for his salvation, and for his amazing grace in the wilderness. Thank you for listening to this episode of Finding Grace in the Wilderness. Please like and subscribe to support the growth of the ministry and so you don't miss a single episode. Check out SharonHawkins.net for show notes or to contact me about speaking engagements or find out more information about how to support Grace in the Wilderness Ministries. May God lead you safely through your wilderness as you trust him, and may his river of grace always flood your desert times. He is doing a new thing. Let's not miss it. See you here next week.